This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grouse, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, WFYI's Matthew Sosi has a story on Delmark Records and its Indiana connection, along with a discussion and retrospective on its founder Bob Kester, from Indianapolis bluesman Tad Robinson. Contributor Roxana Caldwell has a top five from a historian and preservationist on some influential punk bands, and we'll hear about the catalyst that sparked the punk rock scene. We'll also listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, WFYI's Blues House Party host Matthew Sosi spoke with an Indianapolis blues musician about the legacy of Delmark Records.
You're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Matthew Sosi. Bob Kester, the founder of Delmark Records, an independent blues and jazz record label based in Chicago, died on May 12th at the age of 88. Founded in 1953, Delmark Records became one of the most influential and famous blues and jazz labels on earth. He produced, recorded, and reissued a myriad of musical styles in both jazz and blues. Jazz artists ranging from the Dixie Stompers to Sun Ra. Blues artists ranging from Big Joe Williams to recent players like Dave Spector. Kester retired and sold the label in 2018, which is still going strong. The Chicago-based Delmark Records does have a couple of Indiana connections. Indies blues mandolin man Yank Rochelle recorded two of his own albums for Delmark in the 60s and 70s, as well as appearing on a number of albums, including those for Sleepy John Estes. Here's Yank doing one of his most famous songs, Diving Duck, from the album Chicago Style.
Now the reward we get, and I wanna dive with duck. Now the reward was good, I wanna dive with duck. You know I would dive on the bottom, never would come up. I went to the reroad, I looked up at the sun.
Originally recorded by Sleepy John Estes in 1929, that's Yank Rochelle in 1979 with Diving Duck from the Delmark release Chicago Style. Another Indiana connection with Delmark is vocal and harmonica powerhouse Tad Robinson, whose recording career began with Delmark. I spoke with Tad recently about his Delmark Records experience. Tad, can you tell me the first Delmark album you ever bought?
The first Delmark album I ever bought was Hoodoo Man Blues, and that may sound like a cliche because that was Delmark's all-time bestseller. But I think that was where I got initiated to the Delmark sound and where I kind of discovered what Delmark was all about. It was just a very raw sounding record that captured a nightclub vibe, which was so much about what Bob was all about.
And if you went to the Jazz Record Mart, where Bob, of course, owned and operated, but he would often wear that Junior Wells Hoodoo Man shirt all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't afraid to hawk the wares, you know. I mean, if it was successful, you know, let's continue the gravy train. I mean, that was a big record for him, and he was proud of it.
In mentioning Jazz Record Mart, I mean, that became a hotbed for musicians, and of course, future blues record presidents that wound up working there. Were you one of those guys that hung out at the shop?
No, I have to admit, I was a transplanted New Yorker when I moved to Chicago. And I kind of felt, I mean, I don't know if that's my excuse, but I was not one of the guys that stocked shelves at the Jazz Record Mart or at Delmark, because some of my friends who were, you know, grew up in Chicago and were young people, and they got their foot in the door in the music business, some of them actually working, you know, for the Jazz Record Mart or Delmark in the warehouse room or stocking the shelves or working the cash register. I didn't have that experience. I was brought in to the world of Delmark through Dave Spector, who who had gone through all those things. He had stocked shelves at the JRM, and I think he had worked, I know he worked at the Mark, like in the warehouse, you know, stocking CDs and stuff, and or LPs and, you know, cassettes at that point. And then he had a record deal with Del Mark, and his second album, B.B. Odom was supposed to be the singer on his second album, and B.B. Odom, it was some kind of tragedy that caused him not to be able to do the record. And Dave called me and said, can you fill in as a singer on my album? And that's how I got, I was on Del Mark with Dave. And then the second day of recording Bluplicity, which was Dave Spector's album, Bob signed me to my own deal, two record deal.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, the second day I got called back, Bob offered me my own deal. Dave said, hey man, Bob wants to talk to you. And Bob wasn't producing the Dave Spector session, but in his role, you know, he, on every Del Mark album, it says album production and supervision.
Yeah.
Robert Kester. Like that's no matter if he, you know, never walked into the studio or whether he was there the whole time, he was album production and supervision. And he, I guess, you know, he heard something in that first day. And the second day, I went back and signed a very simple, bare bones, one-page record deal, my first record deal ever. You know, I've seen record deals that were record contracts that were like 20 pages long and all sorts of legalistic things. And it was a simpler world, you know, back then. You know, you became kind of a family member, and that was really evident at You felt like part of the family. I mean, Sue Kester was always there at Del Mark, 4121 North Rockwell Avenue.
Yep.
In Chicago, became like, that's an address. That's like my first phone number. You know, like, I'll always remember that address.
For Small Studio Signal Boost, I'm Matthew Soucy.
Thanks, Matthew and Tad, for that conversation. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, contributor Roxana Caldwell catches up with local historian and archivist Jordan Ryan to give us a short history lesson on the catalyst that sparked the punk rock scene. And they share their favorite Indiana punk bands from the late 70s and early 80s. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Jordan Ryan's top five.
Hi, I'm Jordan Ryan, local historian and archivist, and today I'm sharing some of my favorite Indiana punk bands of the late 1970s and early 1980s. Music is a form of storytelling, and there's historic context around this era of central Indiana punk if you do a little digging. The manufacturing landscape is changing, the workforce of Rust Belt cities is suffering, as industry moves to the Sun Belt, downtowns are dying from inequitable and racist urban highway and urban renewal strategies. We see a Republican leadership power grab within the county from Unigov, our city and county consolidated government. Ever-growing suburbanization, dying mass transit, so much is changing as society leaves this idealized post-World War II period of economic boom, and people are struggling to understand that change. And here comes punk rock. All right, my first song is the Gizmos' Bible Belt Baby. The Gizmos are my all-time favorite Indiana punk band. I particularly love the Dale Lawrence era of the Gizmos. And I picked the song Bible Belt Baby because it holds a sentimental spot in my heart. It was the first Gizmos song I heard at a Lafayette rock and roll party when I was a teenager.
1, 2, 3, 4, she was born to yet another.
So my second song is the Zero Boys, Living in the 80s.
Like the stuff you've seen a lot of.
how could I not mention the Zero Boys? This band has so much attitude. I picked Living in the 80s because it's so confrontational, it's so abrasive, and I've heard the song covered many, many times. It's great and absolutely iconic. My third selection is Dow Jones and the Industrials' Can't Stand the Midwest. Can't Stand the Midwest by Dow Jones and the Industrials is a song that reflects a feeling I think a lot of us have felt living in the Midwest. We're frustrated, we're alienated, isolated, and sometimes there's nowhere to put that anger. And that's where music helps. My fourth song is by the last four digits, City Streets.
Moving down the avenue, that's the thing he likes to do. To a world that's well beyond his defense of bourbon lawn. Driving all night.
Last Four Digits is this awesome, synthy, experimental punk band with a side of new wave. I saw them at Punk Rock Night at the Melody Inn a few years ago, and they still got it. I've got a pretty big fangirl crush on Julie the bassist. She did an amazing cover set of The Cramps last Halloween. I could go on and on. I picked the song City Streets because I'm attracted to the dissonance.
Till the morning light, down in the city street.
My last song is the Latex Novelties, Kiss and Makeup.
The train may preach the Bible.
Latex Novelties give me the Clash vibes. I picked their song Kiss and Makeup so I could plug the amazing compilation Early Indiana Punk and New Wave, The Crazy Owls Years, 1976 to 1983. Check that out if you're interested in local music of this time period. It's excellent. There are so many places online to learn more about local music heritage. Pull up the Indiana Entertainment Foundation's website, Indiana Musicpedia. It's a growing database of bands, vinyl, and venues. And IndianaRockHistory.com is another great place. One of the last things I did for the Indianapolis Bicentennial was to create a digital archive of rock and roll show flyers, collected by Rick Wilkerson and Dave Fulton. Check that out on the Indiana Historical Society's Indianapolis Bicentennial Digital Collection. And keep making music, supporting local, and please save your recordings, flyers, and photographs. Thanks.
We're all such loyal Protestants.
Thanks, Roxana, for that top five from Jordan Ryan. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. Or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Bless. This is Hard to Find on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Chest full of gold, trying to bury it inside it. Lay it on the cherry of the fire. Moving inanimate objects with my mind in the backyard with my little bros as a child. Walk around. around trying to bury my desire to kill them all. Injustice for all when the youth involved. Squeezing on that Metallica to beat the walls. When a mission calls for it, then I'm like, poof, be gone. I was there with a shoulder to lean on, no. Drop a trap scene like a theme song, no.
That was Bless with Hard to Find. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. For Charlene, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
Well, I want to play a song from Kiana Whatley. She was featured on Cultural Manifesto last week when Kyle Long did an entire program on R&B in Indianapolis. You can hear more from Kiana and other local R&B music by listening to that episode on WFYI.org. This one is called Fallen from Kiana Whatley and Fox D Legend.
Maybe it's something I'm feeling your vibe. Hopefully you can stay just for a night. I wanna spend some time cause I'm falling in love. Yes, I got feelings and I know they show. But I'd rather just be taking it slow. Can't get you off my mind cause I'm falling in love.
And I really love this song from Mike the Seventh featuring Camo. It has a great beat and it's beautifully written. This one is called Adult Swim.
My conscience telling me they ain't fucking with us. Seeing others live my dreams, so it's up to me. Know it's bitter, but dog, really, can you blame me? Lack of results, how quickly it can make you angry. Am I hating crazy? Maybe this shit, I don't care though. My ego screaming things I really shouldn't share, so I always choose my homies careful. Cause lately, honestly, that's all I've really cared for. Rap, Sophie De Niro, what's on my mind? If I don't blow, is this a waste of time?
You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Adam Gross here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to some new music from Indiana artists. The band Barry has had quite the history. They started in Illinois, but had Indiana ties, releasing several albums on Indianapolis label Joyful Noise. Now, 18 years later, they're still a band with members spread all over the country, now including one member here in Indianapolis. They just released a new single titled Sound Sun yesterday, with a stop-motion music video to accompany it via the Joyful Noise YouTube channel. Let's give it a listen. This is Sound Sun by the band Barry. Indianapolis, Louisville act Karate Guns and Tanning have been getting a lot of press from all over lately, and one of my favorite radio stations, Seattle's KEXP, has had their whole album in rotation, which is super exciting. They recently released a visual version of their album, Concrete Beach, on YouTube with different videos to accompany each song made by artist Andrew Knives. Let's check out one of the songs from the record now. This is Graffiti Children by Karate Guns and Tanning on Small Studio Signal Boost.
This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music for the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. We are at our last song of the night. This is Spurdam with To Have and Not to Hold on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.